This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They are who we thought they were.
We are two wild and crazy guys.
And then we're going to find our best friend Doug. And then we're going to give him our best friend hug.
Hey, Dean Tony, you're right, mate.
That just happened.
What would you say you do here?
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody!
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And a good Monday morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show to get your week underway here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If the weather cooperates, you would think we were headed towards summer with the way spring sports season is winding down, and we will be talking a little bit about what's going on with UNK and Hastings. Hastings is all done. They were close over the weekend, very competitive, good ends to the season, but needed to win the conference tournament in baseball to qualify and be the runner-up in softball to qualify, and in both cases were one win short of doing so. UNK is heading to the Division II NCAA baseball tournament for the third time in school history. We'll be talking about that. Plus, a couple of new basketball coaches in Hastings. Now, they're not brand new, but they're new to their job. Scott Rosno at Hastings High and Zach Foster at Adams Central. And we'll be catching up with those coaches as the show progresses. Scott Rosno scheduled to join us here in this opening segment of the program. But, Daddy, perfect game in Major League Baseball yesterday, and a lot of other things going on in the world of sports.
Yeah, perfect game. I think you start right there, 27 up, 27 down, and it only happened 18 times before Dallas Braden accomplished the feat yesterday. And, of course, there's got to be a backdrop and, a Mother's Day when his mom passes away his senior year of high school of skin cancer, his grandmother that raised him from that point on having to be on the stands. So an emotional day for him, and what a day to do it on.
So a great day yesterday, and again, a happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Hope you had a great day, and to all the graduates out there, you made it through, and still a few more graduations, obviously, going on. So glad to have you along with us on this Doug and Daddy Show. Our email address to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. All week on the show, we'll be giving away tickets to this Saturday night's Alice Cooper Rob Zombie concert that is going on at the Viero Event Center. Are you psyched?
If school's out, what a better time to have.
It's out for the summer. School's out for the summer. So it's about this time of the year that if you haven't heard about them, we hear a lot about coaching changes and new hires and moving on and retirements and things like that. And that's where we're going to start the show off today with the new head basketball coach at Hastings High School. Scott Rosno joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And this was kind of announced quite a while ago, but waiting for it to become official, and it pretty much has been. Scott, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, glad to catch up with you again. How are you feeling today?
You know what? Coming off of a weekend, and the weather's kind of doing its thing, and actually the weather like this kind of keeps my students in check, and so, that's the way it goes.
Well, it may seem funny to talk basketball at this time of the year, especially when you guys were over taking part in the GNAC track meet and all the activities that take place. Some kids may not play in every sport anymore, but it seems like coaches are involved in every season, whatever the sport is. But let's look at basketball, and Scott, I guess you have to be pretty happy to be back with the whistle around your neck.
Well, you know what? I really haven't gotten too far away from it, I guess as long as you understand the game and you love being in that fraternity of coaches, I don't think you ever get too far away. But no, it is exciting. After being freshman coach for 3 years, it's going to give me the opportunity to work with those exact same kids that I've gotten to work with the last 3 years, and those kids are kind of used to the way I do things, and the coaches I'm working with are all the same that we have been working with. And so hopefully it's not necessarily more the same, but the kids will feel comfortable with what we're trying to do.
Scott, did you know all along that you wanted to be a head coach again and would get back there someday?
Actually, as I kind of made a teaching change a few years ago when I switched from St. Cecilia to Hastings Public, at that point I thought I would kind of focus just basically on my teaching, and that has been a good transition. You know, I don't think anything in life is done without purpose, and so it kind of gave me a chance to refocus in the classroom. I'm basically teaching the same as what I did 4 years ago. I teach social studies and teaching the sixth grade. However, after about a year, year and a half, I kind of had that hankering to get back in. I also coach cross country in the fall. And so, you know, that who we are, I guess, is probably more defined on just the things that we like to be a part of and how we like to be a part of them. And so I've actually been able to be a part of both programs now at Hastings High with the basketball and also with cross country. And so with that said, after doing some looking around the state, with this position open this year, I guess I kind of finally sat down with my wife and I said, well, what do you think of Hastings? And so able to get out and still do the coaching, and yet we haven't changed address.
Scott Rosno joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, for folks that just maybe new to the area or just had forgot, Scott was a longtime coach at St. Cecilia and then moved over to Hastings High School. You touched on the kids a little bit, Scott. I know that it's Hastings in pretty much all areas is trying to get things kind of turned around here. Where do you see the program in the next few years?
Well, I think we're real excited. We've got some kids that are starting to understand the importance of preparing ahead of time. You know, once in a while you'll see in the big time games, you'll see four fingers go up and people are showing fourth quarter and all this. But anyone that's a part of it knows that it's that those long hours in the weight room and during the off season. It's the fact of getting that one more shot in that, you know, nothing like, there's nothing like being a coach and having to chase kids out of the gym. That's a good feeling when kids just want to be in there a little bit longer to shoot. And so that's kind of what we're looking for, is that that desire that kids want to do the extra things when nobody else is looking, and so that the nights when the lights are on, hopefully the package is productive.
Scott, are there maybe a leader or two that's coming around too, or maybe that's been missing in the past?
Well, you know, and that's going to kind of come from to kind of steal a quote from the movie Remember the Titans, when there's an injury that takes place and Coach Boone kind of just comments to the kids about, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are or what order of the family line that you're in, you know, leaders just need to step to the front. And we've got some younger kids. You know, it might be a little bit of leadership under fire, but that's what's nice about a summer. You know, kids talk about summer vacation, and yet this is almost summer school where you get the kids in and they get some leagues going and they get to a few camps and sometimes you've got a kid that develops into a leader in about a 3 month span that you didn't even realize have those types of skills. You know, we've got some kids that have kind of had a nice spring sports season. We're going to look for those same kids. The soccer program's had some success this year with qualifying for state. We've had some kids that have had a nice track season. And so it could be some sophomores for us. We might have a few seniors step to the forefront. I do see us being a young team, and that has its benefits in the fact that we've got some kids that we've got some years to kind of mold.
Scott Rosno with us, the new Hastings High School boys basketball coach, for just another minute. Scott, we're going to talk to Zach Foster, who's kind of in the same situation you are over at Adams Central. We're going to talk with him in the second half of the show. But I'm curious, so I'll ask you this. Mike Simmons is still going to be on. Tom Schlecht is still going to be on at Adams Central. It's just that the head and the assistant are kind of switching roles. I don't know if it's the same story at both schools. But is that strange? Is it good? Is everything fine? I mean, what precipitated everybody kind of staying on staff?
Well, you ask if that's strange, and I'll probably answer it more this way. The bottom line, I think, when all people are involved, whether it's administration or coaches, the bottom line is that you're trying to look at what's best for the kids. That's why we've got our job, that, you know, and in some sense, that's why the sports shows get put on air, is because of the kids, or at least the, you know, even if it's college or pro. But it's those people that you kind of have to look at and see what's going to be best. And so whether it's our program or Adam Central's, if you've got some key people involved in your programs and you can find a good fit and how they can help the program, I think that's what everybody's trying to do. You know, there are some strengths that I might have that Coach Simmons would be a little shy on. There's things that he's going to have that I'm going to need some help working through. And so that's, you know, any good head coach knows that you've got to make use of your facilities and your things that you've got access to. But even more important, the people that you're working with are going to be a big part of it.
Well, Scott, we sure appreciate you giving us some time. I know you got to get back over to class slash lunch slash regular day duties over there. So keep up the good work with the track kids, and we look forward to chatting with you when the basketball season rolls around again. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, guys, and I appreciate this opportunity just to kind of show some excitement for what we're doing here within our system.
You bet, Scott. Take care, buddy.
All right, thanks.
Got a lot of chances to work with Scott while he was at Hastings St. Cecilia in a variety of different ways, and I know he loves cross-country and track just as much as he loves basketball, and we appreciate him joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to ask that last question because, again, I think that just, to the general public, it looks strange. We are never, I don't remember when this has happened so many times in the past, and it's not just at these two schools, but the time that's being put in, and I know that's what Tom Schlechter told me. He goes, I'm going to get some more time at home. I don't see how that's possible. If you're a head coach or an assistant coach, about the only thing I see different is that you go out and maybe you scout on your own. But usually I always see a pair of coaches out there scouting. If you're going to practice, the assistant coach is always at practice. If you're the assistant coach, you have to coach the JVs plus sit on the varsity bench. So I'm just wondering, you know, people out there all have their thoughts. Well, you know, they need somebody to help, but they just don't want this person to be the head coach anymore. I don't think that's the situation, and I know it's different at every school, so that's why I wanted to ask Scott. I'm going to ask Zach the same thing a little bit later on in the show. But all three Hastings schools have been in this area in the last 5 years on the boys' side. I mean, Scott left or was let go at St. Cecilia, however you want to look at that. And then they had kind of a free-for-all in there the next couple of years before Coach Asher came in and has settled things down. And they've been very fortunate to have the talent to win three straight state championships. Over at Adams Central, you know, kind of the Jim LeMaster wanted to watch his boy, wanted to kind of step. He'd been there for a long time, so they bring in Tom Schlechter. Zach Foster gets relieved of his duties at Donovan Trumbull. They bring in, of course, Dave Ullman, the old Grand Island coach who got relieved of his duties at Grand Island. And it's just kind of a big carousel here. And in about 5 years, there have been some major changes in that area. And it's really coaches that have left one place, and now they're in charge in another and getting another opportunity. So I guess we'll see what they do with that opportunity.
I guess the one thing that separates those three schools over there is maybe the success. Scott Rosen takes over a program, really struggled as of late, putting up W's and having trouble in that area, whereas Adams Central, they've been awfully good. They've been, you know, right up at the top of the conference, right up at, you know, challenging to go to state and do things, making it to state and doing things in Lincoln. So there's a difference there.
Well, I think it's interesting in this day and age, and I think you're going to hear a lot more about it. It started a few years ago when kids started. There was more than just one summer camp, or there was more than five or six things to do. There were a lot of things going on out there, and I think you're starting to see more and more where people. Tom Glavine came out, Major League, going to be in the Hall of Fame, says one of the ways to make your career last longer is not to play as much when you're young.
Yeah. It's, you know, pretty interesting.
Pitcher, when you're... hold your arm. Don't be throwing 72 innings in Little League Baseball, you know, in a month worth of time. And I really think, just tying this all together, everybody's in that win now mantra. And I think a lot of that we've just talked about was they either, A, they weren't good and thought they should be competitive, or they were good, thought they should be at state, or they were at state and should be winning state titles. I mean, there are some people that just are never satisfied with what's going on out there, and in some instances it's warranted. In some spots, you just have people that are put into coaching positions that don't, I mean, they never came up to be a coach, but you need a teacher. Well, if you want the job, you got to be the wrestling coach, or you got to be the volleyball coach, or you got to be assistant here or assistant there, depending on if it's Class D or Class B or A. And I think we're starting to see a lot more. I think we're starting to see a lot of coaches that just say, you know what, it's not worth the stress. It's not worth the stress. It's not worth the pay. I've got kids in school. I'm going to watch them play. I'm going to help out. And since there's so many activities for kids at 5 years old and up, maybe they're coaching them when they're five and they're eight and they're in Little League or they're in T-ball or they're doing stuff over the summer or USVBA or whatever you want to pick. I mean, there's just so much of it out there.
Well, Doug, every basketball coach wants to do what Scott Rosno talked about, and that's kick kids out of the gym. Hey, we got to go, guys. We've been here long enough. Go home, get some rest. They're not getting paid for that. You know, they're up there all summer long. They're in the check being handed.
Opening the weight room, opening the gym, running summer camps, taking their kids to summer basketball leagues, and fill in the blank. It doesn't have to be basketball. It's whatever the sport is. So, you know, next time you want to throw your coach under the bus at the high school level or lower, you know, think about it. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
If you're a guy over 30 years of age, listen up, Charger. Is your stamina gone when you hit the gym? Do you keep gaining weight every year? Attack the fat, build lean muscle for a stronger core, and increase your stamina with the new Charger Pack found only at Complete Nutrition. Charger. For guys over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a lean, mean core and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodnight to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat while you sleep. So if you want to naturally build lean muscle and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunbart on 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The UNK baseball team is headed to the NCAA Division II National Tournament beginning in Farmington, New Mexico this Thursday. They'll have the opening game at 12 noon against the second seed Minnesota State, who's ranked 19th in the country and captured the Northern Sun regular season and conference tournament championships. It is a double elimination tournament. The Nebraska baseball team is back into conference action this weekend as they travel to Missouri Friday and Saturday nights at 7, Sunday at noon. You can hear the action on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. The Nebraska softball team is the sixth seed of the Big 12 Conference Tournament and will take on third seed Texas A&M at 11:30 Saturday morning in Oklahoma City. The UNK women's tennis team is headed to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA Tournament. They'll be at second-ranked Berea, Florida on Wednesday. And don't forget, district track across the state Wednesday and Thursday, and the state high school soccer tournament begins in Omaha Wednesday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
The skies remain cloudy across the area today. We'll see periods of rain, along with some scattered thunderstorm activity in spots as well, with highs around 54. Southeast winds will stay at 10 to 20, back to a low 40 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. I want to make it simple. I want to make it simple. I want to give away a pair of tickets to this Saturday night's Alice Cooper Rob Zombie concert going on at the Viero Events Center. Give me the name of the young man that pitched the perfect game yesterday for the Oakland A's. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. Give me the name of the man that pitched the perfect game yesterday for the Oakland A's, and you've got a pair of tickets to Saturday night's concert.
Doug, as always, guest appearing on our show. Fed by Burger King, two great new tastes of Burger King. The Buck Double Flame Broiled Quarter Pound Double Cheeseburger for just $1. That's one gold simoleon. Whiplash Whopper, spicy mayo, pepper jack cheese, and crispy red peppers. Give this new sandwich a kick as well. That's Burger King. You got locations all over. Two locations in Kearney. Also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. You get breakfast, you go dinner, you go lunch. It doesn't matter. Burger King's waiting for you. Burger King is where it's at.
Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. I believe Derek has given us the thumbs up for the winner on the on our Rob Zombie tickets, which they can pick up here at the studio, or we'll send to you, of course, as the week progresses.
Our Powder Blue Royals fan, Jeff Oberg, the winner there.
He knew that it was Dallas Braden. And let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Aaron says, hey, guys, if you watched the last innings of the perfect game yesterday and saw the hug that he and his grandmother had and didn't feel for the guy, then you don't have a soul. Guy lost his mother to senior high school, and his grandmother raised him, basically kept him out of jail, according to SI.com. And then to pitch that game on Mother's Day, amazing. Even my girlfriend holding back tears. Aaron, I'm just surprised you have a girlfriend. and she hates baseball and has no idea what she had just watched for that post-game hug. And what is it with crafty left-handers throwing perfect games? Burley, Johnson, Wells, Rogers, and now Braden. All what they call crafty. Even Randy Johnson, because it was late in his career, he relied on his movement and change of speeds to throw that perfect game and not his overpowering fastball that he once had. Aaron and Carney, who says, P.S., I was just surprised it wasn't against the Royals. Go Royals. Hopefully they can string a win streak together sometime soon. Thanks, Aaron.
I was glad he cleared that up about Randy Johnson. Yes, it was in the twilight of his career. Did not blow you by with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball like he's so accustomed to doing earlier in his career.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Keep listening. We've got more Alice Cooper, Rob Zombie tickets to give away here on the Doug and Daddy Show, so be listening throughout the week as we do that. We've also got a lot of track going on this week. On Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be all over the place. Loup City, Wilcox, Arapahoe, Sandy Creek. Those are the districts that we are covering with updates on Classic Hits 98.9 and The Breeze 94.5 FM. Of course, The Breeze, where you can hear the Huskers. Daddy, they swept Southeast Missouri State. Say what you will about it. They are leading a conference in the country that has teams go to the NCAA tournament. So you can't just overlook that. None of them were overly impressive, but all were wins. And Nebraska has three in a row and now goes to Missouri this weekend.
You'll take it. Anytime you get a chance to string something together, I think that's maybe what Nebraska needed. I don't care who it's against. It's a weekend series. They can take that, try and build on it, look ahead towards a Missouri team that is not the Missouri team you saw with the Max Scherzers and people like that. They're not that same team. Have an opportunity to take another series, and that's what they're looking for.
The UNK baseball team did finish third in the conference tournament this weekend, and now they're headed to the NCAAs and will take on Minnesota State, the winners of the Northern Sun Conference. With the new regions, they don't have to worry about playing these California teams, but they are ranked 19th in the country last week. So we'll find out more about that as the week progresses. We'll catch up with Coach Damon Day. So the Lopers, they've already changed the time. It was initially announced at 4:30 Thursday. They have changed that. It's going to be the first game of the region Thursday at noon. Thursday at noon Central Time. And again, kind of a screwed-up deal. New Mexico Highlands Field doesn't have lights. So they're playing at Farmington, 270 miles away from their campus. I believe it was the Mesa State coach that joked, we're closer than they are. Or it's like 20 miles difference to that same field. Mesa's there, Highlands there, and UNK. Mesa State will play Winona State. New Mexico Highlands will play St. Cloud State. Three teams out of the Northern Sun, three teams out of the RMAC. Double elimination starts on Thursday. The Mavericks are 40-13. The Lopers are 36-18. And one win shy of making it into or of tying the school record. And I can't wait to get Damon Day on. I know he listens to the program, so I'm throwing this out. And this is, again, this is me not being the coach. And this might sound like nitpicking, and I sometimes hate that when we hear that on the national things. But I want to ask him why they didn't come back with Jared Lushen on Saturday afternoon when the odds were he wasn't going to pitch again in the regional. It had appeared to me that they needed to beat, the way things were going at the time, they beat Mesa State, they're in the finals, they're in the regionals. Now, it all worked out. And Jared's going to be well-rested going into Thursday's game to get the start for the Lopers. I'm just interested in why he didn't. I mean, instead of going to a number four guy that, you know, you don't pitch because they're just into three-game weekend series at the end of the season, you know, I want to know the decision on that. I think that'll be interesting, especially when I thought maybe they didn't think the season was on the line. Maybe that's part of it.
More,
I mean, what good, again, just kind of continue, what good would it do to pitch Jared Lushen Sunday in the second championship game when my feeling was that, yeah, it would be nice to win the conference tournament at home, but that's not what they're trying to set themselves up for the NCAA tournament. So, your thoughts?
Well, I think that's an excellent thought. If you were indeed your back was against the wall and you thought, we got to win another game to get in. Must have been, I will say that Damon must have been very comfortable the spot they were in going to that regional. Now, you say they're on the big bubble, and that bubble could have burst real easily. Then you're sitting at home going, well, why didn't we?
Well, the Lopers, what you're saying. The Lopers again this weekend showed they are very strong, top two, get to the bullpen. But once they had to, what happened Saturday, maybe that was a freak thing, but you got to, it looked like Wild Thing Vaughn out there. And for a team that had done so well this year, and for those of us in Kearney, I'll admit it, I don't get a chance to go out there and watch them near as much as a guy would want to. You're just not used to seeing that and the things that they were doing this well. Lushen and Luke Valerius were named to the all-tournament team. For Hastings, what a run at the end of the season here. What, they win 12 of their last 14 ball games. Both losses came to Northwestern of Iowa. They lost in the conference championship 7-6. Mount Marty won the regular season, so they go on to the national tournament. Northwestern won the conference title, so they go, or the tournament, so they go on to, and again, how does this happen, Daddy? They were not good. They were not good at the middle of the season, and all of a sudden they won 8 at the end, and then 12-14 or something like that.
You know, we got a chance to talk to Coach Bovee. I think it's one thing. And I think it's confidence. You start believing, hey, we belong here. We can play. When you're losing all those games and you're stringing them together, and they were on the road for as long as they were, and they weren't home, and they're thinking, oh, the season is getting longer and longer. And then all of a sudden, hey, some good things start happening. You just mentally turn things around and start believing in one another. I think that's what it's about.
Hastings College softball, same boat. Morningside won both the conference and the tournament. So they go, and then Midland was the runner-up, so they get to go. Hastings was third. Hastings gets to the finals. They would have got to go back to the national tournament. We talked about it with Troy Baker last week, and they came up just short in that. Nebraska softball, the sixth seed for the Big 12 tournament, which is now just single elimination. It used to be double back in the day. They go to Oklahoma City, play Texas A&M Saturday at 11:30.
Why would they go to single elimination?
I know, especially in softball.
I mean, it just makes...
You want to know why? Television. This way, it is guaranteed to be on Fox at noon on Sunday.
Okay.
I'll bet they're making a ton of coin on that, baby. I'll bet they're making a ton of coin. See, if you have the Big 12 television network, you could play it whenever you wanted, Daddy.
There you go.
Uh-huh. UNK women's tennis team headed to the national Sweet 16 for the second year in a row. They'll face second-ranked Barry of Florida Wednesday. From what I'm understanding, this would be on the level of the United States upsetting the Ruskies at Lake Placid. That's the kind of difference you see. There's like four or five just absolute national tennis powers and the rest of the country. But UNK is doing what they have to do. And you know what? How many times have we ever mentioned tennis on the program before the last couple of years? So there you go. Your buddy Bryson Malberg set in second in the RMAC decathlete. Decathlon after the first day. Jenna Isaacson is third in the heptathlon. Most events getting underway today at the RMAC conference. Kearney boys the girls very good at the GNAC over the weekend. Kearney boys win it. The girls were the runner-up. Hastings finished 7th and 8th respectively. Hastings St. Cecilia was the runner-up in both meets at the Centennial Conference. Central Conference Aurora finished first on the boys, followed by Northwest and York. Seward won the girls, followed by Crete and Fairbury. Gulf St. Cecilia won the Centennial Conference meet. Kearney finished second at the GNAC meet on Friday. And the Grand Island baseball team, who's had so much success and actually was playing better at the end of the year, I believe it was 7 errors, 5 errors, something like that, and lost 12-11 to Papillion La Vista South. And so their season comes to an end. And so that kind of catches us up. What's going on in the high school scene? District soccer is over. State soccer begins Wednesday. District track for A and D Wednesday. B and C coming up on Thursday. One more thing to mention before we go to break with soccer. I'm already sick of the World Cup. ESPN, give us that much football, NFL, anything. I mean, it doesn't begin for a month from tomorrow, June 11th. I understand they promote the Masters 4 months out, but that's just a little 30-second commercial promo. I'm getting breakdowns on every team and then following that up with more crap and more crap and more crap. Okay, if you want me to watch the World Cup, that's one thing, and get new fans.
But if I'm going to be sick of it a month before it begins, I'm going to have a hard time. And then it lasts a month. I'm going to be interested in the United States score and maybe the Final Four.
Exactly. What Uganda does to Kenya, don't care.
I'm sorry. Yesterday, Spain, Derek, one of the best teams in the world.
Yep.
Okay.
Probably the best.
They're doing 32 teams, one dream. 32 teams, one. So they're giving a little snippet on every team. I'm really curious how much of the ESPN audience cares about the midfielder for Spain. I mean, they gave me like 9 guys. Give me the 2 studs and move on. And they have one of the top goalkeepers in the world. I'll bet he's in the top 32.
Yeah, I think that'd be the typical American response to the World Cup coverage would be, it's too much, you know, we're coming up to it in a month and we're going to have a month of it. But it's absolutely minuscule compared to the NFL coverage. They break down every single team, every single position leading up to the season, all through the season. They promote the playoffs and the Super Bowl. We have NFL football 12 months of the year, every single day, all day. I mean, you can find NFL football anywhere. It's the American sport. The rest of the world, it's soccer. And when the World Cup comes once every 4 years, they're going to promote it.
So give me the 30-minute show. I understand what you're saying. They've got the NFL today, every day, NFL Live, every day. Give me the 30-minute soccer show every day so I can turn the channel. I mean, let me know that it's on. And if you're a soccer fan, then you watch it. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying right now, oh, my God, every break, has something about the World Cup. Not every break has something about NFL football, Major League Baseball.
You don't want to know who the 12th man is for Ivory Coast? Come on.
The only thing that could compare is how they continue to promote Yankees baseball on ESPN. Again tonight against the Tigers. Let's see. Hello? Are the Yankees in first? No. How about you give me this Braden kid's next start from Oakland? I don't care where. Who? What? Give me that game on ESPN.
Speaking of the Yankees, Doug.
My first Yankee rant of the year. Right there it is.
I thought this was great. Dallas Braden throws the no-hitter. What's one of the first things they talk about? A-Rod. You have got to be kidding me.
Exactly. Thank God A-Rod's given his blessing to his perfect game.
Doug, this morning, while you're in the middle of this rant, this morning, one of the announcers on SportsCenter, they brought up the World Cup. One of the announcers goes, oh, there couldn't be a better month in all of 4 years than just give me my pajamas and let me lay down and watch the World Cup.
Well,
that would be a month.
That would be the typical soccer fan.
And I'm like, I actually stopped and I'm looking at the TV like, seriously,
lazy
did
French.
He just see that? Yeah, he did just say that. That's what he said. Okay. Nerd alert!
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today we're talking to
Newlyweds.
Hi, my husband and I are combining our policies, and my mother-in-law says we can save with Progressive.
Well, with online, homeowners, and multi-car discounts, saving on car insurance is easy.
So you're saying she's right?
I'm saying get used to it.
Get great savings and more at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Discounts not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Salon Pause brings you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch with the new Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch. Get relief from back pain, shoulder pain, or a stiff neck with a patch. The Salon Pause Pain Relief Patch is ultra-thin, ultra-flexible, and it's the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch that goes right to the site of your pain. Try the new Salon Pause Comfort Stretch Pain Relief Patch today. Also try Salon Pause Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The skies remain cloudy across the area today. We'll see periods of rain, along with some scattered thunderstorm activity in spots as well, with highs around 54. Southeast winds will stay at 10 to 20, back to a low of 40 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. With our Bowler Noble, brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Are you already sick of the World Cup? Or do you... I think if you're sick, you don't care. I think it's kind of the same thing. Are you already sick of the World Cup and it doesn't begin for a month? Email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Our Bowler Noble brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center. Check out their Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn riding mower. Take advantage of Toro's low monthly financing. And at Ace, your Toro mower comes fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go at Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island.
Yeah, not only do I not know much about the World Cup, care about the World Cup, where does the United States, are they good in the World Cup, Derek?
Oh, they're all right. I mean, they're better than a lot of the teams that make it in on the bottom side, but I wouldn't put them up there with Spain or Brazil or Germany or Italy or England. Or
what are we, ninth in the world?
Yeah, I think.
Last I saw?
Yeah, right around somewhere between 9 and 12 is last I saw, too.
So we've got some stud in our bracket. And then us, we're expected to finish second in our pool,
England.
Right?
Yeah, we have England in our bracket. So other than that, I think it's like a couple other, I can't remember off the top of my head, but they're two lesser soccer countries.
I hope they play that so it's like, you know, 6 in the morning London time. So that they take all the cameras into the pubs and show us the drunk Englishmen watching soccer.
Hooligans.
Hooligans. We'll talk more about, well, no, we won't. We'll talk more about basketball now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Had a chance to catch up with Hastings High new coach Scott Rosno at the top of the show. And another new head coach on the boys basketball scene in Hastings is at Adams Central. He's a very familiar name with those of us in the Lou Platt Conference at Central Nebraska, Zach Foster. And Zach joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Zach, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Did you think you'd be a head coach this soon after leaving Donovan Trumbull?
Honestly, no, I didn't. When I left last year and came over to AC, I mean, I had no idea this would happen like it has. You know, it's been a blessing, and the whole year has been great. You know, Husker football is back. We had a great season at AC. My Duke Blue Devils won the championship, you know, and now I get to talk to you guys. So it's just keeps getting better every day.
There comes a culmination, and it's the Doug and Daddy Show. That's
it
nice
is,
enough.
It is.
It's the cherry on top, and when all the ice cream melts, there we are. Yeah, Zach has the Duke Blue Devil logo on about everything you see from him, so there you go.
Zach, when in this, towards the end of the season, or when did you find out that Tom maybe was not going to be back next year or wanted to look in a different direction?
Well, Coach Select and I are pretty close, and we talked a little bit at the beginning of the season, but we both talked about it and just said, you know, let's give everything we got to this season, to these kids, and not let that be a distraction. So we really did not talk about it until, you know, really down to the end of the season. We just thought that was the right thing to do for our kids. But I knew it was a possibility in the background.
And Tom has said he's going to stay on as an assistant, so have you guys determined how that's going to work?
Well, basically what we want is just have the same situation that we had this year. Coach was great for me. We were great friends when he was at Kearney Catholic and I was in Donovan already, so we had a good relationship. And he was great for me in the sense that he really let me do what I was good at, you know, and I expect to do the same thing next year. That, I mean, there's things that Coach is better at than I am, and I'm going to let him do those things because, you know, one thing we try to tell our kids is not to have an ego about, you know, if you're better than this guy or not, just to do what you can to help Adams Central basketball. And I think that, you know, him and I work so well together that not a lot's really going to change, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You think when working together, you probably your philosophies get closer together than far apart. I suppose the style of basketball will be exactly the same, or we try and mix things up a little bit, Zach?
No, it's pretty much going to stay the same. I mean, the changes we will be, you know, pretty much just determined by our players. We'll have different kids, you know, so we'll adjust to that. But, you know, Coach and I have talked about this, that this switch would not work near as easily if we didn't agree. But, you know, we both love man-to-man. We both love motion. We both want to play up-tempo. So, you know, that's part of it. We're great friends. We also agree basketball-wise on how to play the game.
Adams Central Patriot basketball coach Zach Foster joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about what's coming back. You guys have had a successful run here the last couple of years with the Patriots, taking it to the next level, I guess, taking over for Coach LeMaster and getting the kids into the state tournament and winning conference championships. What do you got coming back? What's in the future the next couple of years?
Well, we're really excited about our future. We have seven seniors coming back this year. A lot of the kids have played. You know, Brady Barrett started as a sophomore this year and averaged about 14 a game. We had a freshman, Jake Fowler, play a lot. We just have a lot of kids coming back who I think are hungry, and we've talked about this in player meetings, and Coach Select and I have talked about it, that probably our greatest strength right now is just competition because, you know, there's a couple kids coming back that really played big minutes this year and a lot of kids in that next level that could play minutes this year, but they're going to have to work for it. So, you know, overall, we're excited about our district, which we think will, you know, will be the same pretty much in conference again. I mean, you know, you guys see the Loup Platte as much as anybody. You know how tough it is. You know Ravenna is going to be good. Kearney Catholic is going to be dynamite. There's just a lot of teams that are going to be good, but we feel positive about where we're going to be in the conference as well.
Zach, what's you guys' philosophy on the summer and what goes on with the basketball program?
Well, you know, Coach Select has done a really good job of getting our kids in the last couple of years to really buy in to putting time in the summer. I just look at the summer as an opportunity. You know, if a kid can't be at something, it's not the end of the world to me. But we just tell them, you know, that if Jimmy and Bobby are equal in the spring and Jimmy passes you because he works all summer, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The summer is an opportunity, and the kids that want to get better put the time in. But I guess I always tell the kids, too, you know, that great teams are going to be made during the season. Great players are made in the off season. And so it's really an opportunity for kids, and you really see who wants to get better, I think.
You guys go to camps together, or what's your philosophy there?
Well, we got three varsity camps we'll go to with the top kids we have available. We have a lot of kids that are baseball players, so just like any school, I mean, you're not going to have your full, you know, roster in the summertime. You take who you got. We have a JV team camp here at AC where we have about 10 schools come in. We have a fundamentals camp for shooting. And probably the best thing we do is we play at GICC, at Billy Gavers' league, where, you know, if you don't bring it when you play there, you get it handed to you. So we have a lot of opportunities for kids to play.
Zach Foster with us for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Adams Central boys coach. Zach, did you learn anything in this year where you were not having to bring the chalkboard out and do a lot of X's and O's?
The biggest thing I've learned in the last year, you know, is just how important having a great, you know, support structure around you is, having, you know, your faith and your family and your friends that are really tight around you. And that's one of the things I really feel blessed about as far as, you know, my family, my faith have always been there, but the people I get to work with here at AC are, you know, second to none. And I'm really, really happy that the four coaches that we had last year on staff are all back because we're a pretty tight group of guys and, you know, all believe in the same things. And so that's probably one of the best things about being here.
And they all have matching shirts, too.
Yeah.
Which is lovely.
It's hard to match Coach Selected, but we try.
Zach Foster joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, new head coach at Adams Central. And last question for you, Zach. I think you can speak on this, just being up the road for those years at Donovan Trumbull and the last couple here at Hastings. St. Cecilia's kind of led the way, but what's the atmosphere overall when you've got Adams Central, St. Cecilia, Hastings High all battling to be good, all B and C1 schools now?
I think it's great. I mean, I student taught at Lincoln Northeast, where Coach Selecto went to high school, and I got a little bit of a taste of, you know, inner-city rivalries, being an LPS. But I think it's just amazing. It's one of those deals like any rivalry. You throw the records out, and you just, you know, it's going to be intense because the kids know each other. They grow up. I mean, I know Omaha Scutt came and scouted. I know Scutt's coach, and he told me they came and scouted our St. Cecilia game this year, which was a great game. And they said it was one of the best atmospheres they'd ever been at. You know, and you only get that, I think. I mean, you get it with good teams, but it just means more when the kids know each other, the parents know each other. And so it's kind of neat to be a part of that.
Well, Zach, best of luck. We look forward to seeing you again real soon. And you keep Coach Select and the rest of those boys under control.
Well, it's a full-time job, and I'll do what I can.
All right, thanks, Zach.
All right, thank you.
Zach Foster, boys basketball coach at Adams Central High School.
You know, anytime you change coaches, you're always a little, well, what are we going to see next year? But they're doing the same stuff. I don't think you're going to see anything different. I think everybody was on the same page the way it sounds.
Well,
I think, with those two, at least.
I think, Daddy, too, Hastings is a different animal now than Grand Island or Kearney when it comes to competitiveness, because all three of these schools now in Hastings, they play against each other in just about every sport now. Now that Hastings High is B, Adams Central is a small B, St. Cecilia, C1, now C2, which is still strange to a lot of people that they could possibly be C2. But, you know, now they're starting to play for each other, maybe compete for some of the same kids, the same level. You're running three high schools on about the same level of competition over there, where in Grand Island, you've got a solid A, a solid B, a solid C, and then Heartland Lutheran in there at D2, and they're starting to make their noise now. And then Kearney, you got Kearney High and Kearney Catholic. I mean, there's friendly rivalry back and forth, and those kids play off-season baseball and softball and things like that.
But not competitively.
But they don't battle each other because it's A and C1 or C2. They're far enough apart. But that's where I think Hastings is a little unique, because you basically have kids trying to be good at the same level or great at the same level. Speaking of great, tonight, Les Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. Of course, just in Kearney is where you get Monday night Mountain Oysters. Oh, baby, checking them out tonight. And if you're not a Mountain Oyster fan, you can get whatever you want at the Chicken Coop, because they've got burgers, pizza. Oh, check out a salad. Maybe you want a steak. Maybe they'll throw you some wings.
Ribs?
Oh, Daddy tried the ribs last time. The Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island also has their big burger night every Wednesday night. $5 for any burger off the menu and fries from 5 to 10. And don't forget, the party room is better than before for all your gatherings, anniversaries, birthday parties, family reunions, even if it's just a meeting that you need to get going for lunch, they'll take care of you. Get a hold of Scott or Colin at the Chicken Coop, where it's not a bad seat in the house when you want to watch sports, NBA basketball. Pretty soon we're going to be into the NCAA. A baseball tournament with the College World Series not far around the corner. Always some golf. There's always something on.
Tigers press conference, 1 o'clock today, outside of Philadelphia.
Really? Mountain Oysters tonight, Kearney only, but always a good time. Kearney and Grand Island at the Chicken Coop, and we're back after this.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit axpgold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at axpgold.com.
Here's a call out to the purists. Guys who would never put soy bacon on a BLT. Guys who consider losing a nail, a manicure. Guys who choose Purolator Pure One oil filters. They're 99.9% efficient, the most efficient filter, trapping microns of dirt others can't to protect your vehicle's engine. And they're 100% covered in textured grip for easy installation. Purolator Pure One. Keep it pure. Find special offers and a retailer near you at PurolatorAutoFilters.net.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Your home for the College World Series is right here.
Into the right field corner. Plate, he's driven in four runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1, a second for one, on to first, and that's it! The finals have gone to the dogs!
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
The skies remain cloudy across the area today. We'll see periods of rain, along with some scattered thunderstorm activity in spots as well, with highs around 54. Southeast winds will stay at 10 to 20, back to a low of 40 tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 48.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Here's kind of a sports news story that came across the wire late Friday afternoon that probably is, from the shock value, doesn't get its just due. But the man that brought the Tri-City Storm to Kearney has filed for bankruptcy. Also the former owner of the Omaha Lancers, Ted Bear, and his wife Kathy, filed at the end of April saying they owe some 200 creditors a total of $10 to $50 million. That's kind of a wide span there, Daddy. That's not, hey, do I owe you $5 or $10? I can't remember. Well, $10 to $50 million?
The high today should be somewhere between 45 and 90.
And they still miss. Of course, Ted Bear, the great-grandson of J.L. Brandeis, Brandeis Department Store, operated for nearly 100 years. Their attorney says the case involves the couple's personal finances, not the family business holdings. They filed under Chapter 7, which requires a trustee to gather and sell the debtor's non-exempt assets and use the proceeds to pay creditors. A lot of ties to this community for bringing in the storm, and a good guy, Ted Bear. Always a good guy to work with, has done a lot of good things with the money he has, and of course, the Omaha Racers. I mean, Greg Shea got his start with Ted Bear, the president of the Storm and the arena out there. And it's just strange. I mean, again, this seems like one of those tabloid things, but a tabloid story in Nebraska is strange to begin with. And you just go, wow. I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, if word gets out to me and you file bankruptcy, people go, oh, we expected that. They're kind of dumb, you know, kind of irresponsible. Did some stupid things, but Ted Bear, you're going, wow, that's some shock value to that.
And that's a lot of coin. That's a lot of coin right there. So, again, just one of those stories that popped up and a little crazy. So keep an eye on that and see. Let me just ask you, the Royals.
You know, if you show fight at times, come back, get yourself back into ball games. Doesn't matter now. It seems too late. If Soria can close them, can't close them, gives up back-to-back home runs, you lose one. Come back, tie the game up at four, thinking, well, maybe, you know, show some fight coming back. Bullpen, once again, can't hold them, but your offense doesn't help you out either by going past them. So many question marks back there. You know, how long are we, is a Royals fan going to put up with the, you know what, we got to wait for these younger guys.
Well, they're good. You hate young, don't you? Because that's what you're hearing at Lincoln. That's what you think. Nebraska's going to make the Big 12 baseball tournament?
No, I don't.
They got some help over the weekend.
Well, you know, okay, I did not realize how much help they received over the weekend, but they needed some help, and then they've got to put some W's up the next two weekends, regardless of the help they get.
Well, they've got the chance. They definitely have the chance. Before we get out of here, I want to give away another pair of tickets to Saturday night's Alice Cooper Rob Zombie concert. What do you think about that?
I'm fired up.
Again, you can one pair of tickets per family this week. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets maybe every day. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I'll be at track a couple days. Who knows if we'll get rid of any, you know, those days. But we'll see. We'll see how that works.
We'll forget Tuesday Travis Trivia while you're gone. We'll forget.
I'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, good, good.
Oh, shove me out the door already.
No, we're not shoving you anywhere.
Well, let's see. Let's go with some kind of trivia question. 888-455-3776. What do you think? 888-455-3776.
I've got one.
All right. What is it?
Yesterday, Tiger Woods withdrew on hole number what?
Yes, there you go. What hole did Tiger Woods withdraw on the TPC yesterday? What hole was he on when he withdrew yesterday? That's a good one. What do you think? Tiger's got a press conference. I'm rooting for the guy more than ever right now. I mean, he did finish fourth at the Masters.
He was under par at the TPC, of course. And, you know, over time, he's never won. He's never went crazy on.
Lee Westwood doesn't want to win. There are people like that.
Oh,
Lee Westwood's one of them, Daddy.
He wants to win.
You can't shoot 12 under and then finish 12. He went even par Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I mean, no wonder he didn't win. And I wanted Lee Westwood to win yesterday. There wasn't anybody on that front page. I mean, I wanted Phil to win, but after Phil came out and couldn't make a putt early on, made a couple mistakes, I mean, you knew he was out of it. I wanted Lee Westwood to win. I liked Lee Westwood when he first came on tour. He was one of those guys that once in a while you'd pick to win a major because he was the next cool thing, and I liked watching him play. I'll tell you what, if you were ever good enough to play just a Ryder Cup, but just go play, give me Lee Westwood and Darren Clark. I'd love to play golf with those two clowns. That would be outstanding stuff.
Could you believe the earnings they put up for Tim Clark when we're coming down the wire? You know, when you hear somebody is on this tour, and I know there's money to be had out there, you know, for these guys and the very elite group that gets that money, but $14.7 million, and he never won one. So he was due as well.
Who was our winner, Derek?
Yeah, we got Mike from Grand Island, and he's the winner there. He knew hole seven.
There you go. Great job, as always. Well, we'll give away more tomorrow, and as the week progresses, to Alice Cooper and Rob Zombie Saturday at the Viero Events Center. Anything you want to say, Derek, before we leave today?
No.
How about the Phoenix Suns?
Wow, sweeping them. Sweeping the Spurs there. Kind of makes me glad Dallas didn't go on and get swept by the Suns. So.
How about this? How great is this? We're still waiting. Somebody told Derek last week that Jamarcus Russell was picked up by the Bills. I thought he was going to start crying.
I almost did. I almost had a meltdown.
That was outstanding stuff. Hey, we want to thank a couple of the brand new boys basketball coaches over at Hastings, Scott Rosno and Zach Foster, for joining us on the show today. We're going to talk soccer, baseball, Troutman's Tuesday trivia, all coming up on the show tomorrow.
Hey, look forward to seeing you then. 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on your AM dial in Hastings. See you in 23 hours. Doug and Daddy's show, some of the rest of ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.